Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And there are jobs out there. Thank you, HireMeNevada.com. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada and beyond, thanks to our live streaming and international access. So thank you to all of our listeners out there across the world today. Monica at 991FMTalk.com if you want to get a hold of me. That's my email. And of course, 991FMTalk.com to get access to podcasts and that live streaming. Most of all, I want you to head there and answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Who do you trust when it comes to information about COVID-19? Who do you trust? Dr. Fauci? Your own doctor? The media? Social media? COVID-19 whistleblowers? Well, yesterday's question was, how many of the current fires across the U.S. do you think have been started by the radical left? This can't all be Mother Nature. 5% said none. 27% said a few. Wow, almost half said half, 48%. And 20% said all. Well, for the nuns out there, I hate to tell you this, but we have people arrested and in custody and charged. Antifa and BLM members out starting fires. Even had a little something for you there this morning on Antifa from Syracuse, New York, saying that they're actually starting the fire to bring bring awareness, along with their Oregon chapters, to hashtag climate emergency. Well, you know how I feel, because we've talked about this before. The world's been here for many a million years, and we're just fleas. She's going to go on without us. She's going to have her issues, but let me tell you, we're not going to be destroying her. Climate change, climate hoax, climate farce, whatever you want to call it, the science goes both ways. You can manipulate it any way you want for your message. And I'm not an expert, and I'll say that flat out. So I seek out those who have something to say. And if you missed Climate Hustle, the movie, you should definitely go back and check it out, because now it's time for Climate Hustle 2. Our guest right now to not only talk about Climate Hustle 2, but to address some of the fire issues that are going on around right now. And is it arson? Is it bad forest management? We'll find out. But Craig Rucker is my guest right now, and he is the co-founder and currently the president of CFACT. That's the Committee for a Constructive Tomorrow. Craig, thank you so much for joining me today, and congratulations on your huge film, Climate Hustle, and I can't wait for Climate Hustle, too.
Well, thank you, Monica. It's a pleasure to be on your program, and we're really excited about this new movie coming out September 24th. It stars Kevin Sorbo, Hercules, also from God's Not Dead, and we'll be showing worldwide. So people can check that out if they want at climatehustle2.com and see the facts as it relates to climate change, the Green New Deal, and things of that sort. So thank you for that pitch, Monica.
Craig, let's go back to the Paris Climate Accord, because people seem to still be upset that President Trump pulled us out of that. Was that the right or the wrong thing to do?
Oh, it was absolutely the right thing to do. It was a terrible agreement. We at CFACT have been attending these climate gatherings really right from the beginning. I myself have been to about 25 of them, ranging back to before the Kyoto Protocol, which is what Paris was called prior to that. And really, these are all pain, no gain. The U.S. would be the one that would pay much of the cost and had been paying much of the cost. They have what they call a Green Climate Fund, based on and the contributions are based on level of emissions. And, China, which actually has the largest emissions, actually was exempt from having to contribute to this, but the U.S., of course, would be the one giving the most money. And it would be most costly for us to be part of this treaty. So it was a really bad deal. I think Trump wisely saw that. It's also a meaningless deal.
So it's kind of like the World Health Organization. We pay for everything, and yet we don't get a whole lot of benefit out of it.
Absolutely. As I said, it's all pain, no gain. Basically, it's not going to have a meaningful impact on the climate, even if you are somebody who believes that our SUVs and hair dryers and use of electricity is driving the planet to extinction. If that is keeping you up at night, this is not even going to be able to do much about that. So from a scientific perspective, and largely because of the fact it exempts the developing world. And it's from India and China and places like that that you're seeing the increase in emissions. And which we don't think is necessarily anything to be alarmed about, other than perhaps the smog in their cities. But as far as climate goes, we don't think the evidence is there that we're in some sort of catastrophic state. But beyond that, it's also a bad deal for our industry, because energy, electricity drives a country, and gutting it for an AOC or Joe Biden kind of Green New Deal, which is what we'd have to do to try to meet the mandates of this, would just literally bankrupt our country and hurt us dearly.
Well, and I think that's one of the ultimate goals just in general when we see what's going on around us. It's interesting to see how a Black Lives Matter movement and an Antifa movement have both morphed into movements on climate change and a climate crisis. They're mixing the messages here.
Well, and that's fascinating, because you see in Europe, okay, the EU is meeting to address, and they will have a series of high-level meetings over the next few months to address about the coronavirus, pandemic issue. And their number one agenda item is not dealing with vaccines, not dealing with better health care. I mean, these would be things that you would think would be in line if they would do. It's actually addressing whether we have enough renewable energy, whether we should cut greenhouse gases more, whether we should tax industry more to help that get people out of cars. And some of the stuff is even what you would think would be counterintuitive to a virus pandemic. They want to see people move into urban areas, take public transportation, these sorts of things that you think would actually be antithetical to trying to battle a virus. But you're right. They are absolutely merging the two issues. And that's because, as our movie Climate Hustle 2 says, it's not about the climate. We're being hustled. This has to do with money, power, influence. And the science is not there to support it. And they are using merely the pretext of this brainwashing kids, Greta and all that, to be able to jump on board the agenda. And this is very disturbing.
You bring up a great point talking about Greta Thunberg, because there is also now the movement called the Sunrise Movement. And this is a movement to get kids involved about climate change. And yet they are using tactics that are supported by Antifa and taught by Antifa. So I urge people to understand the different organizations out there. It's not just about planting a tree anymore. It's about actually causing destruction and setting fires, as we see that Antifa is doing right now. And, you know, how do you fight your so-called mission of climate emergency by spewing more more of the fires, what it brings into the atmosphere? It's just beyond me how they think.
Oh, I know. And what we have a fascinating section in our film on Climate Hustle 2 is we actually interview people, and a lot of these are Hollywood celebrity, among those who are we call it Rise of the Climate Monarchy, kind of a group of elitist people, which you could put Greta Thunberg in there, but at least she takes a plastic ship across the ocean.
Let me guess, Leonardo DiCaprio and his private jet flying around the place. Yeah.
Oh, Harrison Ford, Leonardo DiCaprio, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You have a host of people that are absolute hypocrites when it comes to this. Not the best spokesman, ideally, for this. But they're very comfortable preaching to everybody else. And just the Hollywood hypocrisy, we try to showcase that, is just astounding. And the comments that they make, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, for example, telling everybody that they should air dry their clothes instead of use their washing machine while he flies up the coast just to get a cheeseburger. Mm-hmm. You know, so this is the type of thing that we see on, and we try to bring out. And, you know, as far as the kids go, I've been at the children's climate protest in New York last year. It was astounding to me at the youth protest. I would say about half the crowd was kids, but the other half were teachers. They're letting them all out of school for the purposes of protesting. Greta hasn't even graduated, and yet she talks to the Pope. She talks to the UN General Assembly. And, you know, it's kind of just sad to see.
Well, she didn't just talk to him, Craig. She insults them.
Oh, I know. But, you know, in a way, I feel she's kind of a puppet. And when you hear her talk, she says she has such angst and anxiety. Europe is right now funding a big effort to pay psychologists to actually try to quell fears in children about climate change as they're being indoctrinated by their schools.
Well, and the teachers make sense because we have seen so many teachers arrested at all of these different protests and movements, as they say, whether it be Antifa or the BLM riots. And somebody asked me, how is that possible? And I said, because in our generation, it was our university professors, and they were the ones who were teaching the future teachers. And now those teachers are in the K through 12, you know, high school, and they're teaching the next generation. And it really is sad that they're being so manipulated, and they won't understand this until they become adults.
Absolutely. And one of the things we work at CFACT has, we have a collegians program where we work on collegians front and try to educate college students, and we bring in speakers to address these issues. Some have been actually attacked by Antifa. And so we are on the front lines of trying to fight against this and bring some balance onto the college campus. And the good news is there are a lot of students who don't buy into this. They're just intimidated and can't speak out. So we try to give them encouragement on the high school front. You know, I think there is some encouragement also with the whole pandemic coming down. Now parents are able to actually hear what their teachers are teaching their kids. And you see a lot of reports of parents getting upset about that. And I think in some ways this may indeed backfire on them. So we'll have to see. But I know in my home state of Virginia, outside of D.C., our governor is following Europe and saying that the solution to the pandemic, he just passed a big Green New Deal in Virginia, calling for about 50% renewable energy by 2045 as some sort of supposed answer to a pandemic.
And here the ozone layer is healing itself, and they don't talk about that it's almost completely healed. They just want to keep spewing the lies, literally. Craig, how can people watch your movie? Because I know it's not going into theaters. So how do they get it online?
Yeah, we've had some issues with the pandemic. We were going to be in about 750 to 800 theaters on April 21st, right before Earth Day. But as it turns out, with everybody going down, we have to, in this age of the pandemic, go online. That seems to be the route that everybody's going. So if you go to climatehustle2.com, you'll see our online world premiere takes place September 24th, and this will be at 8 p.m. in every time zone around the world, starting in Australia, going across Africa, Europe, and everywhere. So simply going on, you can get a ticket, watch the show, and be extra content in there with John Stossel, Mini AOC, Liz Wheeler. There's a bunch of other people that will be also springing in, and then the movie itself. So encourage people to do that, climatehustle2.com, and they can watch the movie online. And stream it to their TV.
I can't wait for that. And, you know, you brought up a great point there when you just mentioned doing it before Earth Day. Boy, that was a big hoax that was perpetrated on people, too, was that very first Earth Day, because that's why that was started to get us to this point, and all the Earth Days before it. It perpetuates the whole story of how we're destroying the Earth and we're not.
Interesting trivial pursuit question. You know why they chose April 22nd? It was Dennis Hayes, the founder of Earth Day, along with Gaylord Nelson, former senator out of Wisconsin. purportedly chose April 22nd because supposedly it's Vladimir Ilyich Lenin's birthday.
Imagine that.
It's 1960s.
It's all in their symbolism, Craig. It just works itself around. So, well, congratulations on the new movie. And, you know, I can't wait to see Kevin Sorbo again. This is just something that people need to wake up to. And I think it should be one of those mandatory family viewings to help the kids understand that they are being brainwashed. So, Craig Rucker, president and co-founder of CFACT, thank you so much for joining us today, and can't wait. September 24th, we'll be there for you.
Thank you, Monica. Have a terrific day.
Thanks, Craig. You too. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today, because this is where you get the truth. This is where, you know, I do my research to help you understand that the mainstream media, the politicians, the community leaders, the community organizers, the activists, they keep going on about how they're doing all of this for you. They're doing all of this for you. And it's not for, it's to. Yes, they are doing all of this to you. We'll be back after this quick break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. This is kind of a disgusting story that crosses the line as we head back into our calls at 884-9910. Biden Democrats were hurling rotten eggs at small children that happened to be attending a Trump rally. Yeah. Back in Delaware, Joe's home state. I'm sorry, but when you start assaulting children, your supporters are garbage. That's worse than Hillary calling us deplorables. Photos of these kids that have I can't even look at that. Let's go back to the talk and text. I've only got a couple minutes here. We'll check in with Neil. Neil wants to talk about government. Hi, Neil. What's your thought?
Hi, I am sick of all the government trying to shut down this, shut down that, and all this stuff. What if, Abraham Lincoln was president or running? What if he will do with the crisis or any other president? No one talks about that, and no one talks about how
Neil,
we get the disease and how the disease really kill. It's, and why did it kill this person instead of this person? And how,
you know, Neil, I'm sorry, but Abraham Lincoln was trying to stand up against all this garbage in his day, and they killed him for it. So that's how they did that. Let's check in with Cowboy Barbie this morning. Hi, Cowboy. You want to talk about the environment?
Yes, it was great to see you last Saturday. Thank you for all the work you did. President Trump killed in his freedom rally and protest. Yes, from the fireplace to the fuel oil to the so-called fossil oil to the carbon dioxide that we exhale, take the offensive. What if it's actually part of God's plan to further green the earth, make more animal and plant life for us so that we can be like fruit flies and multiply right out of chapter 1, page 1 of the Bible? The fossil fuels, what there could be no amount of jungles or dinosaurs down there that created that. I don't think it's fossil based at all. It's probably geologic, but it's a circle of life. It's there for us. It's God's plan. The libs always want to put us on the defensive as though we're poisoning and this and that. It's possibly the exact opposite.
Well, you know, I would urge people to go to my webpage on 991fmtalk.com. You know, Cowboy, I've got that poem there. It's not really a poem, but I've got the story there that I read on the air that one day. If they have brought this on us, because if we were allowed to live the life that we were living, when we had milk delivered to our home in glass jars, when we actually recycled glass bottles and we turned them in and they were sterilized and reused, and when, you know, we as a people drank out of glasses and we weren't so, you know, up to using straws, when baby diapers were cloth and they were washed, and, you know, not all this disposable stuff. Back when you got outside and you enjoyed the environment rather being stuck inside playing with games that, you know, on the computer using more electricity, they took us out of our ways in the name of convenience and the future. And they are the ones who helped destroy all of the beauty in this world. So, Cowboy, thank you so much for calling and bringing up that point, because maybe this is God's plan. Because I know we're sure as heck waking up to see what they are really all about, because it's not about the climate. It's about who controls what you do, what you eat, how you live, and how you die. We'll be back after this Fox News break here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Smarter. Better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
I think the younger got cut out of that because, yeah, it's for my show. welcome back to the program. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So log on 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question: who do you trust when it comes to information about COVID-19? Dr. Fauci, your own doctor, the media, social media, or COVID-19 whistleblowers? I'm going with the whistleblowers, like the majority of people have, over 50%. So yesterday's poll question: how many of the current fires across the U.S. do you think have been started by the radical left? 5%, none; 27%, a few; 48%, half; and 20% of all those participating said all. Very interesting. So this is just incredible what we're having to go through right now. And however you want to show your support, get out and do it. Frederick's on the line with us right now and wants to talk about a couple of weekend events that are going to be going on. Hi, Frederick. Thanks for calling the show.
Hey, Monica. Thanks for having me. Hey, I just wanted to let you know how successful our event this last Friday was, our Never Forget 9/11 Stand for Freedom. It was a huge success. There were vehicles with flags going all through downtown Reno. It was great. Good turnout. So we've got a couple more this coming weekend. Saturday evening at 5 p.m. at the Winco at Northtown Lane. So we'll be meeting there at 5 p.m. and a parade will take off at 5:30. That looks like it's going to have a great turnout. So the more the merrier. Please join us. And then Sunday, we're going to do a Drag the Northern Nevada Loop. MAGA Drag the Northern Nevada Loop. And so we're going to hit Fernley, Fallon, Silver Springs, Dayton, and Virginia City. And that's this coming Sunday. So both Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, that's very cool.
Sunday for the MAGA Drag the Northern Nevada Loop, we will be leaving the parking lot at 1155 West 4th Street at 8:30 a.m. So please make sure to be there if you plan to join us for that. So that will be leaving at 8:30 a.m. We've got our first parade, I believe, in Fernley, and that starts at 9 a.m. Or 9:30, sorry. And so, and then we'll continue from there on to Fallon, and people can join in wherever they want and drop out wherever they want. So
now, Frederick, people keep calling and, you know, or emailing me that I didn't get the time. I forgot. Where are we meeting? Is there a place? Do you have a Facebook page or a web page that people can go to and find out information on all these events?
So we have a Facebook group called Nevada Grassroots Patriots. So NV for Nevada Grassroots Patriots. And it's a private group, so we make sure the type of folks that can get into it. Additionally, we have an email address that we just set up. And again, it's nvgrassrootspatriots@yahoo.com. Once again, that's nvgrassrootspatriots@yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. All right.
Email us there.
Thank you, Frederick. Appreciate the updates, and make sure you give me a call on Friday so we can update everybody.
Will do. Thanks again, Monica. Love
Thanks,
you.
Frederick. Okay, let's move on to Grant. Grant wants to talk about the fires. Hi, Grant. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Monica. Good hearing you. I listen to you every day. But
thank you, sir.
I just wanted to post or mention that someone posted on Twitter a map of all the fires from Southern California, and they all go up to Washington and Northern Washington, and then the fires stop. And so with
isn't that interesting? I didn't realize fires were so smart that they could actually stop at the Canadian border.
And global warming as well. Gavin, the Pelosi crime family, says it's due to global warming. Well, what happens to Canada? How come their West Coast doesn't get hit with it?
That's because they're so cold. They have stricter border rules than we do.
Yeah,
Not even the fires can cross the borders.
If people can't see through this hogwash, then they're part of the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Grant, thank you so much for calling the show today. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
All right. We've got Ryan on the line, wants to talk about Social Security. Hi, Ryan. What are your thoughts on Social Security?
Well, my concern is the fact that they're not saying how the fund's going to be repaid through this tax holiday to the end of the year for the employers, if I understand it correctly.
You know, it has been robbed so much, Ryan, that if people who have not put into Social Security are removed from the ability to get payments out of it, and if the government is forced, which I believe Trump will do, if the government is forced to put that money back that they have been stealing all of this time, I think Social Security would be just fine. But I think that Trump, when reelected, he is going to give people the option of having their money in private investments. I think we're going to see that come back because there are people out there who are doing a lot better with their own if they just keep their money and put it into retirement accounts, IRAs, things like that, that will be doing a lot better rather than putting it into Social Security.
And can I say, Monica, that's the only two things that's not been mentioned lately. I mean, President Trump's been saying a lot of good things lately, but the fact is that we're not hearing, if he does get reelected, what his plans are. Because it's within the last 60 days. And, we heard a little bit yesterday with one of his special advisors. But, you know, somebody like me who's a working disabled person, my main income comes from Social Security. And like in 2009, yes, there was a special tax holiday, but it got repaid. And this time, they're not seeing if it's going to be repaid or not. And that's my main worry about that.
Yeah. I'll dig a little bit deeper into that
and contact his
advisors, because that is a very, very important issue. So, Ryan, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time today. Let's check in with Mark, who wants to talk about Nevada Day and... Yeah, let's talk about Nevada Day, Mark.
How you doing, Monica?
I'm doing good. Let's talk about the canceling.
Yeah, the canceling. So are we planning like a little parade down there on Nevada Day? Or I thought I heard you say something about that yesterday.
You know, I haven't planned anything, but I am just going to keep mentioning it to people that we need to do it anyway, because I know I will be. I'll be down there with our truck, with the Nevada flag, with the American flag, because I don't give a rat's patoot what Governor Sisolak wants us or wants us not to do. This is Nevada Day. This is our birthday. And for him to cancel a parade is ridiculous, because there's no such better thing for social distancing than being in your car.
So what's stopping you from maybe getting a hold of the people that put the parade on last Friday and getting something going for Nevada Day? And if we start doing it now, we could have maybe 400 or 500 cars in the parade, and Sisolak should be really happy about that.
Because he has specifically been with them, the board of the Nevada Day, and they can't do this stuff. And they're not going to risk, you know, being shut down or fined or whatnot. We have to just do this on our own.
That's what I'm talking about. The veterans, yeah. That wasn't it, a veterans group that put that parade on Friday in Reno?
Oh, yeah. That was Frederick, who I was just talking to on the line, who was talking about.
You know, there's plenty of time to put something really huge together and maybe be an eye opener down in Carson City. I think that'd be kind of fun. I'd be all in on it.
I'm in on it, too. So, Mark, let's just do it. We'll get Frederick involved and we'll keep getting the word out.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention real quick, I listen to Armstrong and Getty every morning, just like I listen to you every day. And they kind of hit on something that was a little concerning, and I'm not trying to raise anything or do anything, but he said something about BLM and Antifa starting to shoot and starting riots if Trump starts winning the election on Election Day. Have you heard anything about that, or is that just hearsay?
No, that is not hearsay. And let me bring up, got to go over here. Let me bring up my article. Let's see.
Listen to you off the air. You go ahead. I want to hear it. Okay.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate the call and the direction you wanted me to take this. So this is actually from Fox News. So depending on who you get your news from, you know, this isn't something that's just coming about by way of social media that people question things. This is actually coming out from Ron Blitzer of Fox News. Move on. Left-wing groups are gearing up for mass public unrest after Election Day. Groups reportedly planning large-scale civil disobedience if Trump... I can't talk. The smoke is getting to me. Groups reportedly planning large-scale civil disobedience if Trump supporters contest the election results. Now, wait a minute. Why are they planning this if we contest election results? Everybody knows Trump is going to win. That's why all this, you know, political dogfighting BS. If Joe Biden wins this election, for one thing, that's not going to happen. But if that slightest nugget that he does, then it was stolen. Then it was the mail-in ballots that need to be double-checked, and to hell with a secret ballot. People need to come forward and double-check and say, hey, that's my ballot, that's my name, that's not who I voted for. So we need to make sure that everything is done on the up and up. So make sure, if you've got the time, you become a poll watcher. Because we've got to make sure whoever's counting these ballots, that they are legit. If you're worried about your signature being tossed out, update your signature with the Secretary of State. Go to your county registrar's office, update your signature. But here's the thing. We've already seen what they can do. And they are the deep state. They are the ones who are paying BLM. They are the ones who are paying Antifa and all of these other groups that will be coming together. They even have their own militias. Yeah. There are firefighters. There are law enforcement officers. There are teachers. You know, we focus on the teachers that because of the indoctrination and they've been caught. But there's also ex-military. You know, I've been trying to post some of this stuff online that there is even the possibility of a military coup. Now, will it be the men and women of the military? No, because they love Trump. It will be from retired generals, even some current generals. I hate to say the things that I'm finding out about Mattis and Colin Powell. I mean, these men were built up to be, you know, triumphant heroes in our eyes. When no, they are in the deep state. They are part of the problem. Because here's the thing, not the military in general, and the way that they get around this with the industrialized military complex is that everything is so compartmentalized. You don't know who the good guys are and who the bad guys are. And those bad guys are usually the ones who are doing stuff so they can go into private consulting, still have their security clearances. You know, like Brennan, Mattis, Powell, the list goes on, and it's a long list. I have some audio here from a retired Air Force colonel, and he's not happy because he's setting the record straight that the things that these people are starting to circulate, that there may be a military coup to remove President Trump. Even comments being made that, you know, the American people need to learn how to choose a president. That's treason. That's against the law. But until we start waking up and speaking up, we're going to have to face some very serious, serious consequences. Not only election day, because I believe that these stories I'm seeing are true, that there will be disruptions. That's why I want to make sure that I vote early so I can help watch and protect these polling places. But I believe the day after, there's going to be some major, major conflicts, and we have to be ready. Know where to get your information. And actual good generals, colonels, they're still out there. You want to follow someone who has good information? If it's on social media or just on the internet, follow General Flynn. General Michael Flynn. We'll be back up to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
No furloughs, no bankruptcies, no debt. Nevada's radio model for success. 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And we thank Nissan of Carson City for our poll question today at 991FMTalk.com. Who do you believe with all this COVID mess? Huh? Who do you believe? Of course, we have this virologist now who fled China. She's saying that Beijing is lying about COVID, and she has the evidence to prove it. She's been in hiding. She finally came out. What to think? She's calling the claim that the virus originated from the wet market a smokescreen. We know that. And I think once this finally comes out in truth, that that virus actually started in this country, it was being examined and looked at during the Obama administration. And then there was a little rule put out that said, no, we're not going to do this in this country. So the project was shut down. Well, then it looks as though somehow the Wuhan lab got a hold of it. And then Dr. Fauci with NIH, National Institute of Health, all of a sudden gave millions and millions of dollars to the Wuhan Institute. What do you think that was to study? It's all happening because we don't pay attention. Look at all the money that we give this government. All the money that this government gives out to others. We'd all be millionaires if we could just hang on to our own. We'll be back tomorrow. Love you. Have a great day and try and stay out of this smoke.